This is Brother Hansen from Truth Alive Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We are at the 41st chapter and verse 25. If you'd like to read along, 41st chapter, verse 25. And it reads as this: I have aroused one from the north, and he has come. From the rising of the sun he will call my name, and he will come upon rulers as upon mortar, even as the potter treads clay. Who has declared this from the beginning that we might know, or from former times that we might say he is right? Surely there was no one who declared, surely there was no one who proclaimed, surely there was no one who heard your words. Formerly, I said to Zion, behold, here they are. And to Jerusalem, I will give a messenger of good news. But when I look, there is no one, and there is no counselor among them. Who, if I ask, can give an answer? Behold, all of them are false. Their works are worthless. Their molten images are wind and emptiness. Chapter 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. Now, what we're seeing here sometimes is the servant song, is what it's called. These verses are about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, not the servant Cyrus. He was not, he's not a servant of God. He does what God manipulates him to do, but not. He's not the Messiah by any means. Cyrus is just simply a king. It described in chapter 41. Israel and the Messiah are both often called servant. Israel, as God's servant, was to help bring the world to a knowledge of God. The Messiah, Jesus, would fill this task and show God himself to the world. He's going to bring forth justice. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law. Thus says the Lord God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gives breath to the people in it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. And I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they sprung forth, I proclaim them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise from the end of the earth. you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, your islands, you islands and those who dwell on them, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voices, the settlements where Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah rise aloud. Let them shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord will go forth like a warrior. He will arouse his zeal like a man of war. He will utter a shout. Yes, he will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. You can bank on that. I have kept silent for a long time. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now, like a woman in labor, I will groan. I will both gasp and pant. I will lay waste to the mountains and hills and wither all their vegetation. I will make the rivers into coastlands and dry up the ponds. I will lead the blind by a way they do not know, in paths they do not know. I will guide them. I will make darkness into light before them. Now, part of Christ's mission here on earth was to demonstrate the righteousness of God, to be a light to the Gentiles, to the nations, and through Christ, that's the only way to get saved, basically. And we look at the all the Lord is going to do for us and his majestic work. And as we read the next few verses, and rugged places he's going to turn into plains. These are the things I will do, God says, and I will not leave them undone. They will be turned back and utterly put to shame who trust in idols, who say to molten images, you are our gods. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or so deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as he that is at peace with me? Or so blind as the servant of the Lord? You have seen many things, but you do not observe them. Your ears are open, but none hears. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and despoiled. All of them are trapped in caves or hidden away in prisons. They have come and they have become a prey with one to deliver them and a spoil with none to say, give them back. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will give heed and listen hereafter? Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to plunder? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they were not willing to walk, and whose law they did not obey? So he poured out on him the heat of his anger and the fierceness of battle, and it set him aflame all around, and he did not recognize it. And it burned him up. It burned him, but he paid no attention. Now these things that are happening, God's judgment, again, spoke. The 42nd chapter here. And we find that Israel and Judah be God's servants, and yet they're so blind. They could supposedly close to God, but they see so little. Jesus condemned the religious leaders of of his day for the same reasons. Yet we do not fail in the same way. Sometimes partial blindness, seeing but not understanding, or knowing what's right but not doing it. You can know what's right and just simply ignore God. Seeing, but yet, I don't feel like responding to God. It's the type of behavior that God despises. When you know to do good and to do it not, that's sin, isn't it? We may condemn our predecessors for their own failures, but sometimes we're twice as guilty if we repeat the same things over and over and over again. And this is what Israel did so many times. Hearing, seeing, but they don't see. Hearing, but yet they don't hear. They just don't get the truth of God. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death and destruction. Your ears are open, but nobody hears. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who's blind? My servant. Or so deaf as my messenger, whom I send. You have seen many things, but you do not observe them. How can you see something and not observe it? There's ways you just glance. You overlook. Oh, I got so many things on my mind. I got too many things on my mind to think about God. I got a lot of things to do. Take time this day for God. Take time to listen and wait upon God. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will give heed and listen hereafter? Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned? And in whose ways they were not willing to walk, and whose law they did not obey. So he poured out on him the heat of his anger and the fierceness of battle, and it set him aflame all around. Yet he did not recognize. He didn't recognize. And it burned him, but he paid no attention. He paid no attention. God may be speaking to you. Pay attention to what he's speaking. Pay attention. It's so important that you hear God. And listen, well, Brother Hansen, he doesn't speak to me. Yes, he is. If you listen to your spirit man, if you listen to God today, he'll speak to you. You know, you draw nigh to the Lord, he'll draw nigh to you. But you have to take a step. You have to take that first step. Let's take that first step right now. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts right now. Come into my heart, Father, in Jesus' name. Save me. Heal me. Let me hear your voice. Let me be born again. Pray this prayer. Let me be born again. Let me see your word. Let me see through this glass darkly, but let me see something. God, wake me up. Awake thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Walk, therefore, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And pay attention to what God is saying. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com. It'll be uploaded there, probably. krciradio.com. Write to us. Let us know you're listening. Leave us an email. I think our email there and on the website is my name, kevin@krciradio.com. kevin@krciradio.com. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.